Welcome to the Instagram Stories for Thursday, February 16th. I'm your host, Daniel Hill. The biggest news comes from TechCrunch, who is reporting that Instagram is killing live shopping beginning in March and will focus on ads instead. Let's just do a quick recap. Live shopping, similar to what we saw on television on channels like QVC and HSN, the Home Shopping Network, this would be watching a live stream and buying products directly from it. Instagram first launched this ability for businesses and creators in 2020 to be able to tag products while live streaming. However, not many people have expressed a lot of interest in live stream shopping. Therefore, Instagram is going to be rolling back this feature. Instagram recently demonstrated that it didn't want to prioritize shopping in the app by removing the shop tab from the bottom of the home feed. This is the next step in that progression. Of course, creators and businesses can still go live on Instagram. They can still invite guests onto the live, host Q&As. You can still set up a shop and run it on Instagram, tagging products in feed, stories, reels, and so forth, but just not in live streams anymore. I'm not surprised by this news. I don't really know anyone who shops this way by watching live streams and then buying products. In my experience, people mostly buy products because they're searching for something specific on Amazon, or they see an ad for a product that they didn't know that they needed, or they see someone who they admire creating content talking about a product that they didn't realize that they needed. Live shopping, not really so much of a draw, but that's just been my experience. I'm sure someone out there is buying things that way. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about how to boost a post and turn it into an ad. So stick around.
This episode is brought to you by Michigan Economic Development Corporation. In Michigan, you can have both a rewarding career and a quality lifestyle with plentiful career opportunities in world-changing, innovating industries, from electric vehicles to clean energy to biotech, with room for advancement no matter where you are in your career. Plus, Michigan offers a welcoming, beautiful, affordable, and inclusive community for all. Live your best life. You can in Michigan. Visit themichiganlife.org.
And we're back. One thing I don't talk about too much on this show is ads. I'm not an Instagram expert when it comes to ads. I don't spend a lot of time in the ads manager and different things like that. However, you can boost posts with inside Instagram, which is a very easy way to spend a few dollars and get some eyeballs on your content. The Instagram for Business account had a really interesting post with someone who increased her profile visits by nearly 50% by boosting a post for only $25. Here's the clip of her demonstrating what she did.
I tried boosting one of my Instagram posts and turning it into an ad, and I reached thousands of new people, so I'm gonna show you how to do it. It's so easy, it took me less than a minute. First, I chose a post from my feed that was performing well, then I tapped the boost post button to start creating my ad. I chose more profile visits as my goal to build my community, but you can also do more website visits or more messages as goals. Next, you want to define your audience so your ad reaches the right people. Choosing automatic is the easiest way to find customers that are more likely to engage with your posts and your products. Then you set your budget and how long you want to run the ad for. I did $25 over 5 days. Then you can review and boost your posts when you're done. See, it's so easy. After running the ad, I checked insights to see the results, and I can see how many impressions and profile visits I got from the ad. If you want more info, click on the link in bio where you can download the Instagram Boost Best Practices Guide.
It's kind of hard to tell what's going on from that audio clip, but I will link to not only this post so you can watch the video, but also the Instagram Boost Guide so you can check it out. Look for all of that in the show notes. That's going to do it for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. It really means a lot that you take the time to listen every day. And be sure to come back tomorrow for more Instagram news or other social media strategy or other social media platform news, whatever I think is important for you to know.
I'm not yet a member of the Instagram team, but my podcast covers many Instagram themes. But the name, image, logos are trademarks of Instagram and the LCC in the USA and every territory. Everything I publish independently until they let me run the team and start to pay my salary. Not sponsored or endorsed, no lies, no fallacy. I use their logo with permission, not malicious or callously. No trademark violation, filling all criteria. Follow me on Instagram or Twitter at Daniel Hill Media.